All right, so cut down day. A couple of notes. I'm not going to play the Campbell audio. It's pointless. Every coach in the league swears it's the hardest thing in the world to get rid of the last few guys on the roster. I don't care. I just don't. All right, I know other shows are doing like roster countdown stuff. The noted one would be Sudfeld going bye-bye. Congrats. Like we've been telling you all along, here's Hendon Hooker. Enjoy. But here's my question. You let go of DPJ. Your wide receiver room is thin. You need someone who's got a little bit of juice, right? Now, this is a team who still has cap space, who still let Josh Reynolds walk away. It's a team who didn't draft a wide receiver of note. And now you got rid of DPJ. That doesn't mean you can't go get a receiver in free agency or at the trade deadline. I still believe that's plausible. But what if there was a guy out there that's a bit of a wild card? What if there's a guy out there that's got a lot of, he's got juice, but he's an idiot? You think your locker room's strong enough to take on an idiot? You think Dan Campbell and the culture's strong enough to take on a moron?
Where are you going with this?
I'm going with this that it's a player whose juice and electricity was the driving force with the biggest play of winning a Super Bowl 2 years ago. It's a player who's a little bit lost in the shuffle, lost faith in the coaching staff he was with. And he wouldn't be relied upon for a whole lot here, but maybe Ben Johnson could scheme up a few things and just help us where we need to go. Are you comfortable enough with your culture that we could take a moron in the room? I'm asking.
No, I don't think so.
Then I won't bring it up.
But I want to hear this name I think I know where you're going with
if
this.
If the culture's not strong enough
the culture is strong enough. But, you know, it's always about we got to have our type of guy. So is he that type of guy?
I have always advocated that in every great team, in every great locker room, you got a couple of goofballs. You need a couple idiots. Morons. This guy is a certifiable idiot. He's got some ability. And in your offense, I just kind of, if you close your eyes and imagine his presence here, where you got Jahmyr Gibbs and you got Laporta and you got J-Mo and you got Amon-Ra and elite offensive line. You go, huh, what if I just needed two or three plays from him a week? That's all. You could be an idiot and I could still get two plays a week. Do you know who I speak of? I want you to think Placido Polanco head warmer in 90-degree weather. Think about a player I hate. I hated him on my team because we didn't have a culture and, well, he was an idiot.
Is this Root for Radio?
Oh, yeah. What if I told you today it's Tony time? Would you dare, as a Lions fan, with the culture you've built, take a reclamation project, Kadarius Tony, who was released by the Chiefs today?
Kadarius Tony.
Total
that,
moron.
That the Chiefs left off the Super Bowl roster.
Last year.
And he showed up anyway.
Year prior, he won him the Super Bowl. I'm asking. Listen, when the Patriots were the Patriots, were they not able to bring noted bad guy Corey Dillon to town and win? And how about Randy Moss?
See, I guess the question, Mike, is can the Lions culture turn him around?
I'm asking.
And make him a better player, or will he become the bad apple and spoil the bunch?
Hey, that's up to the people. People got to tell me if your culture's strong enough, your room's strong enough. And if Kadarius Toney steps out of line, we have Panay Sewell snap his neck like Steven Seagal. So go ahead, Kenny, go ahead, step to the plate. You look like you're about to throw up.
I hate everything about this idea, and I also kind of dig it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not asking him to carry a bunch of the load here. It's only a couple of plays a week, like you said. I think the culture is strong enough, but the reason I'm so exasperated is we just got done dealing with this with J-Mo. We finally fixed him or whatever the issue was.
Oh, let's get another version of him.
He's fine, and then now you're bringing Kadarius Toney.
You know, well, good call, Kenny.
Yeah,
because J-Mo quit all the ridiculous off-field stuff.
One jet sweep, one screen a week. That's all I need. Look,
and one get behind the secondary and drop a pass.
That's right. Or record a rap album instead of practicing. I don't know. Look, I'm asking. Because when you look at the wide receiver room, you really are one injury from not having a room. It's just reality. And if you want to rely on Isaiah Williams, you want to rely on Khalif Raymond, you want to rely on player I haven't named, that's your business. But what I'm not going to do is this. I treat when you're trying to win a Super Bowl, I treat it a lot like, and don't laugh, let me explain myself. When you're drafting late in a fantasy football league, you don't draft guys. Well, he's safe enough. I mean, he's 34 years old and he might catch 12 passes. You got to take swings for guys that can win you your league. If I have a Kadarius, now look, if you go out on the radio and tell your audience we should sign Bernie Lomax, a.k.a. Julio Jones, that doesn't do anything. It doesn't. He's dead. There's no ability left. He's a cadaver. But while Kadarius Toney is a certified USDA prime moron, he has a ton of ability. Do you have enough faith in Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, Ben Johnson, Jared Goff, the power structure of this team, the veteran council, that you could bring this horse's ass to town and he might just make the play that's the separator in a game for you at some point? Something that Julio Jones will not do for you. I'm asking.
No, interesting. I don't think that they would because they value that culture. And let's face it, it took a lot to turn around a losing culture. You don't want anything that can remotely make you go backwards. So I would understand totally if they said, that's cute, but no, we're going to stay here. Because I look at this offense and the way this offense is set up, unlike like certain teams, like Justin Jefferson is, you know, the passing game. Like certain receivers are that guy. They spread the ball so evenly here in Detroit that you could have a game where LaPorta has a ton of catches. And then the next game, it's Amon-Ra. And it's like a different person every game. That maybe you're good enough that you could take an Isaiah Williams, you could take somebody else and make them the star for that day and not have to worry about tipping that apple cart. So if I'm the Lions, I think they value this culture thing a lot more. I'm not knocking your idea, Mike. It's outside thinking. It's good thinking.
Oh, it's silly. But my point is, of the players released today, there are very few difference makers. You have to take a boom or bust approach if you're going to make little moves. Like think about this. The best case scenario is they probably should have just re-signed Josh Reynolds. I think we can all look around. Well, that's hindsight.
I mean,
it
was almost like they just punished him for the championship game. Like, no, we're not going to bring you back because we got to have a scapegoat.
Yeah, and I was okay with that for a time. I got to be honest. I was upset. But we've arrived at a point, Rico, they just don't look.
And here's the other thing that I'll
say. If Amon-Ra gets diarrhea, who's in the wide receiver room? There is no room. There's J-Mo and M-Dot barrels.
No, but I think at that point, if that were to happen, let's hope that it doesn't, I think that's where you put Montgomery in the backfield and you kind of move Gibbs to the slot and let him play that role for a game or two. And it's once again, it's kind of how we talked about the kicker and a lot of other stuff. I don't think this team values that third receiver the way that we do.
Okay. And I'm not mad in the least. You know, I hate Kadarius Toney. But when you were a Super Bowl team with a great coach and a leader at QB, a leader, you know, your O-line is a unit, leaders, you've got a culture. You earn a right to do things that garbage teams like mine don't have a right to do. I'm asking if your culture's strong enough. That's all. Super Bowl teams sign bad guys all the time.
No, they do.
Just a little something for you, because here's the deal. Kadarius Toney will show you tantalizing ability, and then he'll do something ridiculous. That's where Penei Sewell's going to snap his neck. Dead. That's it. Like a movie. Go to sleep. But I'm asking, because you hear dozens of names today. Only one of them at the wide receiver spot feels like a real, you know what? What if the Lions are the team now? They fix people. You ever think about that? You just fix people. And if he's a horse's ass, get rid of him.
I get where you're going with, Mike. I don't think they're that team yet because you got to be a Super Bowl winning team to fix people. You talked about the Patriots. Patriots had rings. It's why the Chiefs could take Kadarius Toney. They could take Juju twice.
I can't believe Juju Smith-Schuster's back in KC.
Right, but they got rings, so you know what? We can fix him or we can jettison him. The Lions aren't in that category yet.
David, you haven't said a word. I'm surprised.
Because I wholly disagree. The guy...
How dare you change your opinion right now, signed Tecumseh.
The guy sucks. I don't think this is about culture fit at all. I think this is about talent fit.
But have you heard his rap album?
I prefer not.
The Joker?
No, I don't see him
as... Is it better
than
Ray Lewis? Ooh, it's a push. It's tough.
We never got the full song for Ray Lewis. So if we get a full song from Tony, then it's much better than Ray Lewis. But yeah, I would say no to this because he just sucks. He's just awful. And on top of it, he's cancer. So you have to deal with that on top of him being trash on the field? No, thank you. If fans were upset with Reynolds for dropping the ball, what is this guy going to do?
But think about it. You could add a guy whose rap alias is Young, spelled Y-U-N-G, Joker, spelled J-O-K-A. Come on now. Think about it. Think about it.
You should change it to Young Joke. Young Joke is what his name should be.
Young Joker. No hard R, Mike. I'm throwing an idea. I have no issue if you go, absolutely not. Nah. But it's a litmus test for how comfortable you are with Dan Campbell, the culture, the leadership, and what you think you could absorb.
Yeah, I think if you're Dan Campbell, if you're this team, you'll rely on, if Williams makes the team, that would be our guy. And you would move, you would just move Gibbs into the slot. Because I think he's a mismatch anyway.
And again, I don't know if anything can fix this guy. But if I'm asking about difference makers, I just think it's a snooze fest for Rico and I to go on the air and go, well, why don't we sign Alvin Harper, who's 58 with three grandkids?
Terrell Owens trying to get back in the league.
Right. That doesn't help anybody. I'm saying if there's anyone who was released today that you could envision, oh, my God, did he just save our season?
I think high risk, high reward, but, man, as David said, if fans were upset, and Reynolds, think about how the many big catches he made throughout the season, had one bad game, and this city turned on him. If you signed him, I don't think he would make it past week 5.
You're probably right, but it would allow me in week 6 or 7 to use the trade deadline to replace him. As you sit here right now, what's the problem?
Except for you don't have a third round selection.
Go to hell. 248-539-9797. We'll take your calls next. 97.1.